From PRI, this is Living on Earth Now.
I'm Annabelle Ford, and I'm an intern at LOE. One of my fondest memories was staying at my aunt's farmhouse in Brittany in France, and she had this beautiful home on top of a hill with just kind of rolling fields surrounding her and a big backyard with willow trees and a forest. And I will always remember having long family dinners on the back porch, and it would be 10 o'clock at night and we would see these beautiful sunsets with all the different colors you could imagine in the sky. And that was just so magical to be out with the family, the fields surrounding us, the forest surrounding us, and being able to look up at the sky and just see all these beautiful colors.
Hi, I'm James Kerwood, and I do tech stuff for Living on Earth. When I was 8, my father asked me if he should do a show on the drug war or on the environment. And it just kind of hit me that the environment was a much bigger deal than the drug war. So I said, you should do the environment, Dad. And ever since then, it's always been on my mind, I guess.
I'm Eileen Balinski, and I'm the senior editor at Living on Earth. One of my favorite memories of growing up is seeing and catching fireflies at night. I lived in New York City, and it was such a rare occurrence to see even that little bit of wildlife along our concrete pavements. So it was a fun thing to chase these little fireflies with my friends and catch them in a jar for a bit and then letting them go.
My name is Steve Kerwood. I'm executive producer and senior host here at Living on Earth. And my aha moment, well, many. But the one I really remember is I was 4, maybe 5, and I was allowed to go into the woods behind our house. There were 30 acres of woods. And I found some pine trees, young pine trees, looking back now. And I made a fort underneath those. It was my secret place, the bed of pine needles and this amazing smell. And although I could hear people in the distance at the house, they had no idea where I was.
I'm Jeff Young. I'm a reporter here at Living on Earth, and I grew up in West Virginia, where going outside and playing meant going down a 12-pole creek and finding critters under rocks and fishing and swinging off of grapevines and picking blackberries and poking around in caves. And, you know, I don't know that I knew the word environment until I was much older, but the environment was going outside, and it was the dirt under my fingernails and the dirty ring around my neck when I got in the bath every night. I mean, it was just part of the way we lived and I grew up, and I'm really glad I had that experience, and I hope every kid gets that kind of experience. I really hope my children are getting that kind of an experience, because I think it's very important to connect with the nature that's around you. That's your environment.
Living on Earth Now is produced by the World Media Foundation for Public Radio International. Be in touch at loe.org.